Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday night. We are live, the 17th day of May, 2026, and everything is accelerating. All hell is breaking out.
Tomorrow's news today.
Measurement. We are in a new world war. The CIA and Pentagon, for those that are academics and study it, call the Cold War World War III. They're calling this the Fourth World War. But Mark Levin gets confused by that, so we'll just call it World War III, because that's the colloquial understanding of a global hot war. All right, listen to me carefully. This is because the old global financial systems are coming down. It's not just the globalists. It's not just the West. China's collapsing. Russia's in deep trouble. Things are totally disintegrating in Africa, all over the place. All hell is breaking loose. The old order's coming down. All these powerful forces are scrambling for control. The UAE got hit by multiple high-powered drones, and their main nuclear reactor is on fire. We may have a new Chernobyl or Fukushima event. Over 600 drones hit Russia, over 300 of them Moscow, apartment buildings blown up, government buildings hit, total insanity, attacks all over the country. They say it's in the thousands, they can't even register it. It is undoubtedly, they're saying, the biggest attack in the last 4.5 years. Then, you've got the Pentagon coming out with no evidence and saying Cuba is getting ready to attack Florida with drones, and we've got to strike them right now. That's Operation Northwoods 2.0. And I'm no fan of Cuba, and I want regime change. I like the blockade, Venezuela, all that. But I've been saying the Pentagon always has the same plan again and again and again. Eisenhower fired L.L. Limitzer and Curtis LeMay, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and his number two guy from the Joint Chiefs, right before he left office in 61 because they proposed Operation Northwoods declassified 2000. To stage terror attacks all over the United States, particularly Florida, to blame it on Cuba and the Russians to go to full war with them. Now they are saying, red alert, Cuba is going to launch drones on Florida. Cuba can't even get toilet paper. They have riots all over the country. For the first time ever, they're attacking police, burning up their vehicles, burning up government buildings. That would normally be a whole show, hundreds of videos of that. So there is a battle over the future, and you can say Trump means well. I mean, he thinks he's taking on China and Cuba and Venezuela and Mexico, their proxy, and the Chinese, who are mainly behind it. I mean, this is absolute crazy town. But what's crazy is they have walked us into this, and the average person still doesn't get how insane it is. Nuclear reactor on fire, and the UAE put out an official statement saying, none of the radar showed the drones coming in out of where there's Houthis or where there's Hezbollah in Lebanon or Iran. They're saying, we're not going to say who, but it looks like a very sophisticated state actor. What have I been saying? Look for false flags, attacks on nuclear reactors, ladies and gentlemen. And here's footage of what the Iranians have been hitting successfully. They took credit for that. The oil storage tanks, the high-powered radar systems, they've taken credit for that. Iran is not taking credit and saying they didn't hit the nuclear reactor. Iran says that Hezbollah out of Lebanon did, but the media is acting like they don't know why this, the biggest Israeli missile manufacturing base, interceptor base, blew up in a giant mushroom cloud last night. But Iran is taking credit for that. And Iran is taking credit for all the other stuff, but they're not taking credit. They're not blaming Israel. They're saying, we didn't attack the nuclear reactor. Are you starting to figure out where we are right now? Nuclear reactor on fire. 600 drones hitting Moscow. Thousands hitting Russia. All hell breaking loose. Israeli missile production facility, the biggest blown up. Pentagon says brace for attacks from Cuba. It is on. The new world war is here. It is hot. Stay with us. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I put it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that and found some. Was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
Listening to an AJN Live Frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Explain something to you. I am obsessed with geopolitics, history, military history. This is all I do obsessively, literally 18 hours a day. I went to bed at midnight last night studying. I couldn't sleep, 3:30 a.m. I got up and studied until my 8-9-year-old woke up at like 8 a.m. and then I hung out with her a few hours, worked out, and went right back to work. Okay, this is what I do. I submerse myself in this. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, May 17th, 2026 transmission. We have drones blowing up a nuclear reactor in the United Arab Emirates. It's on fire right now. Could be a new Chernobyl. Could be a new Fukushima. We have the Russians saying they shot down 556 drones of over 1,000 that came in. Apartment buildings, government buildings leveled. These are huge drones. Just absolute devastation. We can roll some of the B-roll right now. Just insane, okay? Then you have Israel's biggest missile factory that produces a whole bunch of their missiles, but mainly their interceptor missiles. Giant mushroom clouds seen from 20 miles away, blown up. Iran took credit for that. So Israel's got mushroom clouds, their biggest missile factory blown up. The UAE has a nuclear reactor on fire still as we speak. We have Russia blasted with the biggest attack, they're saying, in the last 4.5 years of this war. And then we have the Pentagon coming out this morning and saying, red alert, Cuba is planning to launch drone attacks on Florida and on U.S. ships in the Caribbean with no evidence. And again, I'm not a fan of Cuba. I understand taking down Venezuela. I understand the oil blockade. I wish they'd fall. They got total riots going on. No fuel, no toilet paper. I mean, Cuba can't, you know, basically get anything done right now. But Operation Northwoods was a plan to stage terror attacks in America and blame it on Cuba to go to war with Cuba and the Soviet Union in 61. Dwight D. Eisenhower fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.L. Limitzer, and his other members of the Joint Chiefs like Curtis LeMay. This is Northwoods, ladies and gentlemen. The United States in 1898, when William McKinley launched the Spanish-American War, we became an empire at that point, took over all the islands and coaling stations so our ships could control the Pacific. Then that led to World War II. They staged the Maine. Everybody was told to get off the ship. They blew the ship up, said the Spanish did it, and that war happened in Havana Harbor. This is the same story. So what I've been saying for months, if they're getting ready to go into Cuba, get ready for the false flag. Do you think Cuba is going to launch drone attacks on the United States while they're in meetings with Ratcliffe, the head of the CIA, basically preparing to give up, just like Venezuela did. And then the U.S. just put the vice president, communist lady, in charge and said, forget elections. That's why I'm against this regime change. I want to get rid of communists, but don't get rid of them and put them back in charge. So this is absolutely cuckoo town. And we are here. And then you've got the U.S. farmers saying that they don't have half the fertilizer they need. The diesel's exploded. We are better off than most countries. We are screwed, though. And then you've got inflation exploding off the charts. Trump has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history, and he continues to double down. And then we've got all the other news. The referendum in Kentucky with Massey and Israel putting in now $20-plus million, $3 million in the last 4 days, a foreign power against him, all because he is against all foreign aid, just like Rand Paul is and Ron Paul was before. We've got all of that information and huge AI developments and so much more and masses of people marching against the tyranny of Keir Starmer. He's reportedly in the UK about to resign. We've got all that. But the old globalist order is coming to an end. All these powerful forces are jockeying for control right now. And this is such a dangerous moment. But overhead shot, please. Look at these headlines. And I say every sector of every one of these issues. That's how I can tell you the compendium of what's happening and what's accurate and what's not. Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in the United Arab Emirates. F around, find out, coming soon. Fox reports Trump's preparing massive strikes on Iran. Others look at the online flight sheets that track all the planes by their transponders and say record numbers of U.S. aircraft are leaving C-130s, Galaxies, because they just dumped off masses of weapons. I can confirm masses of planes leaving is to get more bombs. It is not because Trump is back down. I can assure you of that, as some are saying. So the war is about to go back into full scale, and Iran knows that, so they just hit Israel's biggest missile production facility. They've taken credit for that. They've said we were not the ones that hit the UAE's nuclear reactor. The UAE has put out a statement, I'll show it to you, saying we tracked the radar. It didn't come out of the Houthis. It didn't come out of Hezbollah in Lebanon. It didn't come out of Iran. They said it came out of the direction of a very powerful organization and group in the Middle East. They didn't name names. But who stands to blow up a nuclear reactor and have a huge mushroom cloud and then, oh, Iran did it, and now everybody gets mad and goes to full war? You can see who benefits from that. Unbelievable. So this is what we're dealing with here, and this is the escalation of war, the escalation ladder. Rubio said last week, just make it back where it was before the war started, open the Strait of Hormuz, Iran, and this will all go back to normal. But it's not going back to normal because you're not making a deal that does that. You can say, well, are you for the Iranians? No, I'm for reality. I said 76 days ago, on March 1st, this would fail because I had the Pentagon's own report, which I'm an expert on. I already said the same thing they said before I saw the report, and it was accurate, and the CIA's report was accurate. The mullahs aren't going to fall, 90-plus percent chance for over a year. They'll close the strait. That will create a global depression, and here we are. And now the Iranians have taken study of that and said, we'll close the Strait of Malacca right there by China and that key island chain with Singapore. And Trump came back from China with nothing. Oh, major announcement, announced some Boeing aircraft or something. I don't want Trump to fail. I want him to succeed, but I'm not going to lie to you about how Israel, for its own interest, started the war on February 28th. We came in hours later in the middle of the night on March 1st, and I said on that Saturday show what would happen, and now here we are. Unbelievable. Americans facing highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. Farmers grow desperate as fertilizer and energy costs grow. The WHO's trying to launch the hentavirus hysteria. That hasn't worked so far. The head of the WHO responded to me 2 days ago publicly, but a bizarre statement I'll get to. Now they've declared an emergency with Ebola spreading in the Congo and other areas, saying you better give us our world treaty. Meanwhile, they're admitting the UN is on the verge of collapse. because they can't get funding from nation states, particularly the U.S., something good that President Trump has done. They're also fear-mongering that a giant asteroid's coming very close to the Earth, between the Earth and the Moon. I mean, just, it's like in V for Vendetta when the corrupt government's in trouble. It goes, I want total fear, riots, asteroids, bioweapons, everything. That's a movie based on how governments act. We're living in a reality. So we're not in Kansas anymore, boys and girls. That's all I can tell you. And I am just blown away right now because this is moving so fast. The definition of a world war is major powers allied with each other against other major powers that are allied and major conflicts in multiple parts of the world with large casualties and economic crises. We are in a new world war. Call it whatever you want. World War III, World War IV, World War whatever. Academically, the Pentagon calls it World War IV. The Cold War was World War III. But the national media has a big joke. Oh, Jones, World War III never happened. Why is it World War IV? You aren't an academic or you're lying to the people, which I know you're actually a dumbass. We're in World War IV. We've been in it for over 2 years, but now it is accelerating up the Rand Corporation and Pentagon war game threat escalatory ladder that you heard Rubio talk about. And he said, don't escalate anymore. You'll commit a total war. Just stop now. But then we won't make a deal with them, so they can't. They're cornered. This has all been war game by the Pentagon, Rubio. But Trump didn't listen to the Pentagon or the 17 intelligence agencies. He listened to Netanyahu and the Mossad. 80 to 81 days ago. That's when that report came out. That's all confirmed. Even the IDF told Trump, no, you're going to get regime change. Don't do it. But he did it. We've heard about all the victories and how we've won and how we've had regime change and all this, how many boats we sunk, all this crap. It's a war of attrition. So, just in, Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in the United Arab Emirates. And, oh, Trump's going to get you. Here's the Fox News report on that. I have over 100 clips here. And then just go dovetail right into, or do you play 32? Go right into 31. Jesse Waters reports Trump ready for another round of strikes. Oh, yeah, they're ready. They're reloaded and ready to go. And Israel was trying to get all those defense missiles done, but that just got blown up last night. And so that's where we are right now. I'll play these clips. Here they are.
Yeah, Chief Foreign Correspondent Trey Yinks is live in Tel Aviv. I'm sure he's got more for us. Trey?
Yeah, guys, good morning. We do start with some breaking news out of the UAE, where officials say that a drone attack against a nuclear power plant caused a fire at a generator on the outskirts of the facility. This is a significant attack and likely conducted by the Iranian regime. It comes as tension continues to rise across the Middle East as the region waits to see if the war will resume in the days ahead. So far, efforts toward a diplomatic solution with Iran have been unsuccessful, with officials in Tehran unwilling to make the necessary concessions to reach a deal. President Trump spoke on his return flight from China, indicating he didn't like the first sentence of the Iranian response to the U.S. peace proposal.
When I look at it, and if I don't like the first sentence, I just throw it away.
What was the first sentence?
An unacceptable sentence.
The New York Times is reporting our military is preparing for another round of attacks, this time more aggressive. The attacks can come as early as Monday. Additional Iranian military targets are on the table. That includes infrastructure. The president's still reportedly considering a special operations raid to pull out the nuclear dust and possibly a ground assault on Karg Island.
We hit Karg Island, everything but the oil.
That's their
level. That one little thing, I say, stay 50 yards away. And I said to General Raisin Kane, I said, General, how long will it take? He said, 4 or 5 minutes. I said, no, seriously, how long? I figured he'd say a day or 2 days, a week. He said, no, only 4 or 5 minutes. They wiped out the whole island, except they left the nozzle. You know, that's where the oil comes out, just in case.
The United States has used the ceasefire to rearm our warships and attack planes. We have more than 50,000 troops, 2 aircraft carriers, dozens of destroyers, and scores of warplanes on standby. This includes 5,000 Marines and 2,000 paratroopers from the 82nd. Bridge and Power Plant Day could be next week.
Hey, did you underestimate? Back it up 10 seconds. We had up to 600,000 troops at one time for over a decade, 15 years in Vietnam. We dropped 7.6 million bombs on them. We dropped 22,000 bombs on Iran. You can blow up their military all day, but you can't take the country, and they've got all of the missiles, short range, medium range, long range. They've got the artillery. They've got the straight clothes. That's the CIA Pentagon assessment. So I'm not trying to attack Waters or Trump or any of them. You're sitting there, oh, we sunk some boats. Oh, we can do all this. Oh, we've got 50,000 troops and 2,000 Marines. Whoop-de-frickin-do. They have the army sending 100,000 troops to take straight to Trump, and we'll have 30,000 casualties. And Trump fired his ass 3 weeks ago. It took 110,000 Marines and Navy to take Iwo Jima. That was 23,000 Japanese troops. We lost 20-something thousand troops. Again, this is crazy town, ladies and gentlemen. And the Iranians know that. Finish up with Waters.
There's been scores of war planes on standby. Ooh. This includes 5,000 Marines and 2,000 paratroopers from the 82nd. Bridge and Power Plant Day could be next week.
Did you underestimate the pain tolerance that Iran has?
I didn't underestimate anything. We hit them unbelievably hard. Look, we left their bridges. We left their electricity capacity. We can knock that all out in 2 days. 2 days, everything.
Even with all the firepower back home, the press still thinks we're losing.
You should be ashamed of
this. Mr. President,
I actually think it's treason. When you write like they're doing well militarily and they have no Navy, no Air Force, no anti-anything. By the way, we knocked out 85% of their manufacturing for missiles. I had a total military victory, but the fake news, guys like you write incorrectly. You're a fake guy, and guys like you, I actually think it's sort of treasonous what you write, but you and the New York Times and CNN, I would say, are the worst.
We're winning the war, but the Iranians are very slippery. They like to stall and play games. But in the end, they don't have a lot of options. Make a deal or goodnight. Trump wants to wrap this thing up just like everybody else.
Americans want to know when it's over, though, right?
Yeah, look, Vietnam lasted 19 years. Iraq was like 10 years. Korea was 7 years. Another one was 14 years. Another one was 12 years. Another one was 9 years. We're in there for 2.5 months.
And how those wars end out for us? How they end up? He can go, oh, look at the liberal media. They're usually wrong with everything. Now they have, it's easy. They can tell the truth now. Because you're in the wrong. The Pentagon told you don't do this. I told you. Eric Prince went public, said don't do it. He said he couldn't believe they did it. He said next week boots on the ground because it's not going to work. We war game this. This is what we do, Trump. You build hotels and casinos. Great. He mentions so much about the military. Lindsey Graham, Marco Vince, like, I don't know about the military, but I believe in our Marines and all this other stuff. So here we are. It's already derailed the economy. It's already messed up Trump's recovery plan. That's what the globalists wanted. They're happy. They love it. It's so good. And the Iranians just blew up Israel's biggest missile production base. NATO just, that's who's doing it, launched thousands of drones, blew up a whole bunch of Moscow. Here we are. And you got the candidate running against Massey saying we need a national draft instituted now for world war for Israel. Now you see where we are? Now you see where we are? We are being walked into total war. We're basically already here. And it's getting worse and worse and worse by the minute. Yeah, I already played it yesterday on the Saturday show. Your listeners know, I tell you something, it's there. Just look it up. I mean, I hate being right about this. I said 76 days ago when I started on that Saturday show, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the mullahs fall. No fan of them. I hope all the strategies work. But see, Cuba obviously is weak, meeting with the head of the CIA. Didn't make a deal. So now, oh, Cuba's going to blow us up. Cuba's going to hit us with drones, full war with Cuba. And Trump's already got a lot of the ships and stuff pulling out, so the consolation prize, I guess, is Cuba. I'm not going to cry if Cuba falls, but watch. If it does, they'll put the underling dictators like Venezuela, like they just did, in charge, and then it'll just be still a communist state run by our government. I mean, it's like, what? Yes, I said I overall understand regime change in our hemisphere. It's constitutional, Monroe Doctrine, gunboat diplomacy, Barbary, pirate precedent, Thomas Jefferson. I know it all. I mean, I know a lot of it. I said, pissed a lot of listeners off saying I get academically what Trump's doing. But I said that we're going to put the same people in charge, which is now happening. And how are we going to fight the Chinese who are getting ready to go into Taiwan and the Iranians and the Russians and the Latin Americans, everybody else? You starting to get where this is going? The international draft, folks. The head of the army said, we need 100,000 troops, take the straight. Iran's three times the size of Iraq, three times as many people, 90 million people. All it was all war gamed. Now, they call me an Iranian agent and traitor. They don't call Eric Prince that when he said Trump don't do it. They don't call the Pentagon that. They just hope you forget about that. But here's the Iranians' response with their AI. You know, they've had their Lego videos and all the rest of it. Now they've got their Simpsons knockoff. So this is their response. Here it is.
What intel do we have? We must respond faster. Move in now.
You came in hot. You came in blind. Cross that line. Now out of time.
For radio listeners who can't see this, this is the thing a month ago, rescuing the pilot. Do it. They were trying to get uranium. It wasn't a rescue operation, and they failed. But our military followed an insane order, which Trump now says is for PR.
They're getting closer.
They're contained. Proceed.
And this makes all our enemies look good.
You call for war.
Tracking target. Alignment.
You lost control. Smoke in the sky. Ash on the throne.
Damn it! We lost! They've entered.
They're going into the underground nuclear base. For radio listeners, I'm narrating. 2 years to see this, but we're going to do that for radio. We're on over 400 stations. And what's in there? Nothing. Of course, they moved it out. It's a cat and mouse game.
Wait, this is a trap!
We've been tricked! Evacuate now!
Which, obviously, I predicted when they did this, it would fail. I made a few phone calls to Delta Force people. Fired. That's what they thought. They totally agree with me, of course. So this is a disaster, folks. Israel's trying to commit us to total war. All right, we'll be back. Again, they claim Iran blew up a nuclear reactor in the UAE, but Iran's saying they didn't do it. The UAE says doesn't look like Iran did it from the radar they had. What's really happening there? And then Operation Northwoods, the coming war with Cuba, the false flags to trigger it. It's all coming up. Turn the live feeds now on Roloff Jones and on Rumble. Stay with us. I need funds to even operate this network and to finish the new studios. Plus, the information is vital, as you know. The bad guys want us off air. They've tried to move heaven and earth to get us off air. I can't do this without you. So I'm asking folks that have gotten the products and love them to remind you to get them again at theauctionstore.com. And I want to talk to the vast majority of you that love the show, share articles, videos, great, but you never go to theauctionstore.com. You're missing out not only on getting great products, but on standing up for yourself and your family in the future. It takes money, time, and energy to fight a war, and we are financing our war of truth, our information war against the globalists, having great effects because of your support. So I want to salute those that have supported us, and I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never bought any product. You're really missing out. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our RSC moss, our Shilajit, not sexy names, but sexy effects, folks. All the products I sell you really, really work. That's why you just need to try them and see what it does. I'd start with methylene blue. 99% of people, more than that, I think it was like 500 people and 3 people didn't feel it. It's all on medical record what it does, skipping the oxidation process of the cells. Does it act as a stimulant, but feels like a stimulant, no letdown. Then we have methylene red in the tincture and the capsule. The capsules are even more concentrated. It goes the methylene blue in an excellent way, but on its own is incredible. Methylene red capsules. And so these are brand new in the store right now to 50% off. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. And if you're a subscriber, you can get up to 50% off. You can cancel anytime, but it locks into 50% off going forward. Cancel one click for free anytime. But 25% off for everybody else, introductory price. Then we got two big buy one, get one free specials that are only running until Monday. Buy one T3 iodine, the very best, purest iodine out there that is atomic and essential in the body. All the other iodines out there are bound to an element. You don't get full absorption. One of the biggest problems, just look this up yourself, over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. So many of the neurological disorders and diseases are caused by iodine deficiency. Even the so-called daily allowance of iodine is way lower. Nutritionists I've talked to and scientists say, so you need this, and it's the best iodine you're going to get. You can buy one bottle of T3 iodine and get another bottle absolutely free. You can also get Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Booster, great for children, women, men, old folks, you name it. It is incredible. The strongest, best detoxification formula out there, Ultimate Life Force. It's a big old bottle. I got one right here. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support, because I can't do this without you. And I'll just be quite frank with you. We're bringing in right now enough money to pay the bills and for the legal, you know, the globals always trying to shut us down. And that's not good to be on, you know, 10th of a tank. I need to be able to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts, and scale up and finish the new studios. And we're going to do it, but it's up to you. You are the game changer here. I need you to take action right now at thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. You're really missing out. And again, regardless, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and the network at AJ and Live on X and on Rumble. Here's the new address. Almost 700,000 followers in just 9 to 10 days. I thank everybody for doing that. Love Rumble. We're really going to partner with them. So many big announcements, new shows, more coming. Just get ready. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So I want to be 100% clear here, and I think anybody that's a thinking person informed knows I'm not exaggerating. The world is in an economic crisis. The old Ponzi scheme is coming to an end. Different powerful forces are jockeying for control to prop themselves up during this. This is how new world wars happen. During the end of an era, the end of an age, the end of a system, this is what they go to. They take you to war. And President Trump believes he's securing our hemisphere, taking out China's control through Cuba and Venezuela and Mexico. All that's real. And it was a decision that's risky, but I can understand it. This is America first. But getting into Iran, which all former presidents said no to because they got briefed that as much as the Pentagon would like to get rid of the mullahs, it would probably not work. So the dice were rolled. And now we have Americans facing highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. When you already had bad inflation, and now inflation is even higher than it was under Biden. Trump in a year had reversed it, slowed it down. He was having success. It was great. I was a big cheerleader. Had all the economists on. And now that's all being reversed. That's all being thrown away. And even if the Strait opened tomorrow, after 70-plus days being closed, most analysts believe major correction, recession. And it's not a normal recession because we're at the end of the road. We now have a national debt service per year in our $39 trillion that is as big as the GDP every year. So everything we produce just pays for the debt to the bankers, BlackRock, the Rothschilds that made it up out of nothing. They positioned us just like a third world country into this situation. And then again, we have them saying Iran blew up this nuclear reactor today, caught it on fire. And the UAE says we didn't see it come in out of any area Iran controls. Not the Houthis, not Lebanon, not Iran. They said you need to think about who is a sophisticated state actor. I'll get to that report in a moment, but now we're entering the wheelhouse of the false flag. Biggest drone attacks yet on Russia. Russia shot down over 500 drones, over 1,000 hit, all over the country, deep inside the nation. This is escalatory. This is what happens in a war. People keep doubling down, the other side doubles down. I saw the new trailer for Dune 3, big fan of Frank Herbert's books because he was a geopolitical genius. Instead, he put a geopolitical historical understanding into fiction. So you could say things that you couldn't say in nonfiction back then, the 60s and 70s. And Paul Atreides is now, the big leader. He says, the more I fight, the more I conquer, the more I defeat, the more people line up to fight me. And that's basically where we are right now. And our military is totally outstretched. You need boots on the ground for any of this. For all these wars, we need a 3 million man army. That means actual combat troops. We might have a 500,000 combat troops that are actually ready for combat. And they're spread all over the world. So now Trump's pulling them out of Germany and pulling them out of Poland and trying to get them all ready to go into something far worse than Vietnam. And 80-something days ago, Trump reportedly said, no, I'm going to hold back. And Israel struck first to drag us in, and the Secretary of State admitted that. So regardless of what you think of Israel, I know it's caused celeb and popular to hate Israel. That's not where I'm at. I'm just very realistic and pragmatic about it. Israel's current leadership is sacrificing us and our credibility and our future. So Netanyahu's been convicted, can stay in power during this war. It's so dangerous. And then you've got populism rising all over the world, globalists losing elections everywhere. They need a big war. The EU has said it to get control again, to control domestic populations. Look at the big picture. I got a bunch of clips from farmers. You can look at the numbers. I don't just believe these farmers. I already know the numbers. We are one of the most, if not the independent, for any big nation, we're the most independent. We've already had Kerry, remember, a year and a half ago before Biden left office saying, as the climates are, oh, we got to cut half the food or people will starve. Oh, cows farting is bad. And in the Netherlands and Sri Lanka and Ireland, all the place, they were cutting farming and by law not letting them grow stuff. And then a bunch of the fertilizer comes out of Ukraine up to 10%. That's cut off. And now 30% is cut off the Strait of Hormuz in the growing season. And here it just means farmers go bankrupt and food prices go up. But in the third world, it means you starve to death. And Trump did an interview, another one with Fox yesterday. I've got the clips here. And he's like, your 401k's up. Don't worry. Most people don't have a 401k, Trump. Or if they do, it's tiny. Yeah, there's Trump. In fact, we'll get to that clip coming up, actually. I sent him over 100 clips here because anything I say, I got a clip of. I'll never forget NBC News, Lester Holt. Jones says kill Democrat reporters. Where's the video? Never said anything. Never said that. Where's the clip? We show you the clips. We show you them saying it. So we had to have a recovery or we were going to go bankrupt. The globalists wanted us to go bankrupt. That's the Great Reset. We're being positioned for Clyde and Piven. Trump was trying to stop it. I was a total cheerleader. And now Trump says, I'm not worried about the average American's financial situation. I'm not worried about Medicare and Medicaid. Those are all quotes. We're a war economy now. All I care about is Iran and uranium. Then he says, oh, it's really PR. It's all buried in the rubble, but I just want to look like a hero. I mean, it's like he makes the worst statements you could for the upcoming midterms in 6 months, which all the polls show we're going to lose in royal colors. Here's just one of the farmers.
My family's farmed for 100 years. You don't want to be the one that can't keep it going, you know.
I am a Republican. I voted for this administration, but my patience is running thin.
We're here in the heart of the Mississippi Delta to talk with farmers about how the war with Iran is impacting them.
Oh, it's been awful.
The closure of the Strait of Hormuz is causing prices to skyrocket, things like diesel fuel and fertilizer.
We're buying a little bit at a time. Sometimes we know that we've only got 2 weeks of fuel. So what has happened to us is not just the impact of 1 year. We have lost customers forever. They will never come back because we're deemed an unreliable supplier.
I'm paying 60% more for diesel fuel than I would have been paying 45 days ago.
You got to have diesel for everything. You got diesel to this, to plant, to harvest. So diesel steadily going up like this, man, it affects us bad.
You have no choice. You know, you've got to go ahead and buy it, no matter what the price is.
There's going to be a lot of people that go out of business at the end of the year, either because they have to or because they're tired or of losing money.
Farmers have already been struggling, with rising costs and even tariffs making things even harder.
It's going to be the nail in the coffin for a number of farmers. It's just the straw that broke the camel's back.
A lot of the money that comes through the economy is just shuffled from the government back to, you know, these big corporations. And just kind of, your farmer's a middleman these days. Really are.
It just seems like...
Oh, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. Yeah, my family still has some cows and still does a little bit of farming. Mainly Christmas tree farming and baling hay and some cows. And that's only for the tax exemption. And everybody has another job and then does that on top of it. But you hear about beef prices always go up, don't you? That's because four companies control 99% of meat packing. So the average rancher gets basically just breaks even, and then the monopoly gets all the money. And Trump has rightfully been trying to break that up and brought another fifth company at least. But my point is that this is a royal screw job. Remember when Biden said, oh, the reason gas prices are up is because the gas stations are gouging you. Everybody that knows this knows the average gas station makes no money or breaks even on gas. It's all about lottery tickets and Gatorade and cigarettes and ice cream and, you know, coffee. It's the same thing. But the left blames greedy farmers as the reason food so much. Yeah, right. That's why the farmers keep shutting down. There's almost none left. I don't know any small-time, even medium farmers in our big agri that don't have their regular job as a Amazon driver or running a restaurant or a school teacher or a county sheriff. You all know that live around the country, whether you're in Indiana or whether you're in Texas or South Dakota. You all know how it is. I mean, I got family that are veterans, 30 years in the Army, multiple degrees, everything. And just to live a basic American standard, they're working 7 days a week. And they love it because that's who they are. But the point is, that's how much they've squeezed us. And then Trump says, don't worry, you got a bigger 401k. What the hell are you talking about? Go back to the clip.
Back to, you know, these big corporations and just kind of, your farmer's a middleman these days. Really are.
It just seems like the farmers' margins were already slim and they just keep getting slimmer and slimmer.
We can't control diesel. We can't control, you know, wars. We can't control anything. All we can control is once we put that seed in the ground, that's all we are called to do, right? And the rest of it is up to the good Lord.
Now, I've supported Mr. Trump this entire way.
I was a big supporter of his.
But I do not agree with this, and I'm not happy about this at all.
I did not vote for this administration. We're just hoping that the administration can write some of the wrongs that it's created for farmers with tariffs and mainly what this war has inflicted on us.
A lot of people that did vote for this administration say it'll come around, but my question sometimes is, will you be in business when it does?
If President Trump were standing here in this field right now, what would you say?
I'd ask him to stick a sock in his mouth and not say anything for a while.
Get these fuel prices down. Get them down.
There's an old African proverb that says, when elephants fight, it's the ants that get crushed. The ants are getting crushed.
War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
And the Pentagon told you it would happen. And now it's happened. So, here's Trump, last night on Fox, not understanding the plight of the average American. He already said last week, I'm not worried about the average American's economic plight. I'm in a war. Here it is.
Trump voters. Alex says, I voted for you three times. He just, he can't handle the costs. And he's not for this foreign conflict.
I hate it, bro.
He's not for the foreign conflict. But Roy in Pennsylvania, he's a retired farmer. He can't handle the fuel going up. And he's just, he says
it's
he's going to
come down very fast.
And well, so,
look, disappointed.
I'm just telling
when
you what
you
they say.
When you say to him, Roy, Alex, we got a problem. We just hit the highest stock market price ever. By the way, then, when I went in. Now, again,
it's higher.
With the war, it's higher than it was when I went in. Think of that.
I agree.
The 401ks at their all-time high. There are more people working right now in the United States of America than at any point ever in the history of our country.
Detroit Free Press.
Yeah, Trump, we know we're working our ass off. We understand that. We're not on welfare. We get it. But do you understand most people don't make money off the stock market? Understand, that's not the benchmark. That's the benchmark for billionaires and millionaires. And God almighty, statements like, I don't care about Medicare, Medicaid, I don't care about the average American's finances, I'm not worried about that. You could not give the Democrats, and they're already running ads as I said they would, you couldn't do a better job. According to the Trump cultist out there, I was supposed to just say 80,000 3D chess and just support this crap. It's so sad. Now I want to finish up with the war news here, and then I want to shift gears into the good news. Because Trump is doing a bunch of good stuff, and listeners get confused by this. Some listeners, maybe 30%. They're like, I see it all over the place on X everywhere. Like, wait a minute, you just criticized all this stuff of Trump, and now you just mentioned what the left's doing, how we got to block them, and you're backing Trump on this, and that. Well, yeah. If the Democrats get back in, I don't support them, but when they're trying to take our guns or open the border or do something, I'm going to oppose it and say, call Congress and block it. If the Democrats ever did something good, I would support it, which they never do. I mean, that's a no-brainer. The new political thing is just, oh, if I don't get what I want, I just take my ball and go home and all this weird BS. What are you talking about? We are able to get Trump back on track, at least in the past. And he pulled off ground troops and, you know, nuking Iran because we criticized him. But now he's back to that. We got to continue to put pressure on him. Whether you support him or not. Public pressure has an effect. Anybody telling you not to be active, not to speak out, is either really stupid or is a globalist operative trying to get you to give up. But let's go back to this because I haven't hit Operation Northwoods. I mentioned it, but this is a big deal, okay? I mean, this is a major red flag. This is a danger. Gosh, I'm 52. I realize how young most people are. But when I was a little kid, they would do reruns and stuff from the 60s, and they had Lost in Space. And they would go to different planets and stuff with the family. And the robot, you know, could scan out miles away when stuff was about to attack. He'd say, danger, danger, there's an alien approaching from the southwest. Danger, danger, danger. Robbie the Robot. And that's basically what I'm doing here. You can make your own decisions about this. But if I was Robbie the Robot, I would have smoke coming out my ears over this Northwood situation, this Cuba situation. So we'll get to that in a moment. But so we're told Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in the United Arab Emirates. Okay, so we're told that. And we'll do an overhead shot right here. And then what does the UAE say? UAE said the drones came from a western border west of them that could be Saudi, Yemen, or Iraq. What is notable, the UAE did not immediately attribute the attack to Iran breaking from its usual pattern. Three possibles on the table. Houthi drones from Yemen transiting Saudi airspace. Iranian-linked assets operating from Iraq. Something more complicated that nobody is saying out loud yet, Israel. That's Mariana Fall. Very dialed in guy. Here is the UAE's official press release. A drone has struck an electrical generator outside the Bakan nuclear power plant in the UAE's Al Dhafran region, noting that the drones came from the western border direction. Meanwhile, late night blast fireball of the main Israel missile base blown up. Iran has taken credit for that. But notice the press isn't reporting on it. And we'll have the strait continually, completely shut down. UAE nuclear plant attacked as fire breaks out and Iran accused of unacceptable strike. Iran says they didn't do it. Who knows? But then we got this, and this is the big enchilada. False flag alert. AlexJonesLive.com, our new news site. Share that link, folks. Tell those you share it to share it. Tell them to share it. Chain reaction. False flag alert. U.S. intelligence claims Cuba considering drone strikes on key West Florida American military vessels in Guantanamo Bay amid Trump admin push for regime change. Now, the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 61 before President Eisenhower left office with his famous farewell address saying, beware the military-industrial complex and the technocrats that control it. That was his full speech. So there's mad scientists that run the military. Watch out. Because LLMs are the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, whose main attaché and aide was Donald Rumsfeld, who hired Dick Cheney. Interesting. So they copied that on 9/11. It's declassified. It was declassified in 2000. Said, we want to stage attacks on shopping malls in the U.S., sporting events, you name it, military bases, and say Cuba did it as a pretext to invade Cuba, then have full war with the Soviet Union. And so now, 6 days ago, the Cubans meet with the head of the CIA, Ratcliffe, and they're talking about removing Raul Castro, but keeping communists there, but they work with us just like we did in Venezuela. We get rid of Maduro, but let the vice president communist in charge. That's not good regime change, but whatever. And then now, with all these overflights and all this intelligence and all these troops building up around Cuba, we have the reports that Cuba, with no evidence, is planning to launch drone attacks in the U.S. and in against Guantanamo Bay that we have a lease on forever in Cuba. Does anybody buy into this? USI's attack drones threat from Cuba, Axios, which is the CIA publication. It's all in there. Here's Operation Northwoods. Just to look it up. It's declassified. Staging terror attacks in America to blame Cuba as a pretext for invasion. Here's the actual Operation Northwoods document. If you want to go read it, this is no secret. That's reality. The U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. ABC News, April 30th, 2001, right before 9/11. The NSA thought it was important to declassify this then. In the early 1960s, America's top military leaders reportedly drafted plans to kill innocent people and commit acts of terrorism in the U.S. cities to create public support for a war against Cuba and the Soviet Union. Codenamed Operation Northwoods, the plan reportedly included the possible assassination of Cuban emigres, sinking boats off Cuba refugees on the high seas, hijacking planes, blowing up U.S. ships, and even orchestrating violent terrorism in the U.S. The plans were developed as ways to trick the American public and the international community into supporting a war to oust Cuba's then new leader, communist Fidel Castro. America's top military brass even contemplated causing U.S. military casualties, writing, we could blow up a U.S. ship in Guantanamo Bay and blame Cuba, like the Maine in 1898. And casualty lists in U.S. newspapers would cause a helpful wave of national indignation. And now we're told Cuba is about to attack us, just like Operation Northwoods. Would I like the Cuban regime to go away? Absolutely. Do I want to stage terror attacks inside America as the pretext of that? And this time we won't blame Russia because they're basically out of Cuba. We're going to blame China. And then we're off the races. The Strait of Malacca's closed. And Singapore, even more important than Strait of Hormuz. And there we are. World War III. It's already here. The globalists want it as a cover for political control. Israel launched the attack February 28th to drag us in on March 1st, and here we are. And Cuba, that can't even keep its power on or have toilet paper, basic medicine, is going to attack the United States, which imagine you're Cuba trying to negotiate, and you're going to attack the United States. That's the last thing you do. This is unbelievably insane. That is where we are. And you have, look at this headline. USA is isolated on world stage. Trump failed to pressure countries to support blockade of Cuba. It's all falling apart right now. And when one military operation doesn't work, Trump moves on to the next. And boy, he was going to end the Russia war. Now the biggest attack ever on Russia. It gets worse and worse by the minute. We're going to cover domestic issues with the left's up to pride parades with almost no attendance, cities canceling them, the transgender movement cratering, big successes Trump's happening. I call balls and strikes. We've got to remember the left and what they're up to. Coming up in the second hour tonight, AI data centers, all the latest. You want the analysis that they don't want you to have? You're going to get it here. Share the live feeds, Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That is the new coordinates to share and to find the show, and AlexJonesLive.com. Now, we aren't funded by foreign governments. We're funded by you, and I sell you great products that really work, so you love them. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red's proprietary. Our bovine colostrum is the best. Our Irish sea moss is the best. Our Shilajit is the best. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So methylene red capsules are in, clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus performance, cellular energy. It's for people that want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, focused, and keep moving. Up to 50% off right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a buy one, get one free that ends the next 24 hours. The very best clean atomic iodine, not radioactive, it's on the periodic table. Pure iodine goes right into your cells. All the other iodine is bound. Everybody says they have nascent iodine. They don't. We do. Get one bottle of T3, get a bottle of T3 free. Get a bottle of Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Boost. Buy one, get one free, or mix and match. Get one Ultimate Life Force and one T3 free. Or, you know, so it's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your past support and implore you that I'll never give up, I'll never back down, but I can only do this because of you, and I am the modern Paul Revere, so are you, firing the bat signal, asking for your aid and comfort now, while you get great products at the same time as 360 win. The only way you fail is not spreading the word, sharing your articles and videos, praying for the broadcast, and buying the products at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's not a commitment at all. $30 a month, instantly $40 to spend the store each month. Special offers, being a VIP, canceling time for free. Become a VIP, get the best deals on everything. If you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you should be a VIP. Become a VIP now. Take action. Get off the bench. Get up at the plate. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us. Share those live feeds now. Rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro, let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at TheAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, The Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
2 on this live Sunday, May 17th, global transmission. I want to hear a special report. The UK awakens. We'll get to more of this later. But this is why the globalists are so upset trying to start a major war to distract us from what's really going on. Here's this special report foreshadowing of what's coming up. Then I'm going to get into all the other domestic issues, what the left's up to, all the gay pride parades being canceled around the country. Very good signs. Stay with us and share those live feeds now.
We're on the march. We're walking up towards Trafalgar Square. The crowd's gone. Parliament Square's already full. The crowd stretched from here to Euston Station, apparently, which is miles. Okay? And miles, this is the biggest event in British history. This is the moment, a turning point for Britain. A message to the leaders. Britain's ready for the fight. Right? People are up. We're awake. We're not going to back down.
Now, if operationally, if there were a skirmish that broke out, I'm just speaking hypothetically here, in the middle of this of this big street here, of this big throng of people, how would police deal with that?
You go in. You have to go, but you would go in almost with your team.
Other than so you're looking at it from, I mean, we're showing people aerial pictures here from the helicopter. Just talk us through how police are getting their information.
From the ground level, if you're standing at one of these offices on the road junctions there, and that's the bottom of the Aldwych, so coming along the Strand now, as I mentioned earlier, Lyceum Theatre's just up on the side there, coming down the Strand towards Trafalgar Square, Waterloo Bridge behind them, so a significant number of people. If some sort of confrontation or fight starts in the middle of the group, then ordinarily you're just aware of like raised voices and people moving away. So you're aware there's like a fracas going on in the crowd. So you try and get a position of elevation so you can see into the crowd.
London stands on a knife's edge as patriots gathered for the Unite the Kingdom rally amid heavy-handed government suppression. Thousands of ordinary Brits fed up with unchecked mass immigration, cultural erosion, and two-tier policing descended on Parliament Square in Whitehall under the banner of Tommy Robinson's Unite the Kingdom March, organized to defend national identity, free speech, and Britain's Christian heritage against waves of demographic replacement.
This, then, is why the wisdom and learning offered by a sacred tradition like Islam matters. And if I may say so, why those who hold and strive to preserve their sacred traditions in different parts of the world have every reason to become more confident of their ground. The Islamic world is the custodian of one of the greatest treasuries of accumulated wisdom and spiritual knowledge available to humanity. It is both Islam's noble heritage and a priceless gift to the rest of the world.
How are we all doing, everyone? Look how many people are behind us here. It's absolutely fantastic and great. We've got so many flags. I am suffocating. It is very hot in here. Look at the line of stewards, all volunteering, absolute patriots themselves. Send them some support and love. And there's so many auditors behind me as well. That's actually great. I can't believe we got to the front. Survival of the fittest, really. People have spoken. We don't like Muslim candidates going on about Gaza.
Across the capital, a rival pro-Palestine Nakba Day protest near Waterloo Place added fuel to the fire.
You men are going to get beheaded one by one, you dirty Jews. We got Palestine.
Authorities braced for potential clashes. Over 4,000 officers, drones, facial recognition, and a 4.5 million pound operation. Keir Starmer's Labour regime has responded with rabid authoritarian desperation, banning 11 foreign far-right agitators from entering the UK to prevent them from joining the rally and spreading hate.
You know, someone like me traveling to the United Kingdom for one day to give a speech, because that's what it would be, would set back communities. But the mass immigration, the replacement migration of your native population with Africans and Arabs coming in with hundreds of thousands, you know, that would not set back any communities. I mean, I guess it would only set back one community, right?
This heavy-handed crackdown, banning speakers, hyping threats, and lumping concerned citizens with extremists only underscores the growing disconnect.
The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigly does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, the globalist documents have been released. They've come out. They plan to challenge Trump with the pandemic. When he first got into office, they did it. They said, we'll do another pandemic. They're trying it again with Ebola and Hantavirus. That's all blown up their face. That's coming up. They had the WHO reach out to me publicly and, you know, said, watch what you're saying. We're going to get to that. This is wild. And you got this referendum on populism versus foreign powers controlling us with Thomas Massie in Kentucky. We'll be getting into that coming up as well. But finishing up with the geopolitical issue with Iran and Russia and the biggest drone attacks yet on Russia and the nuclear reactor blown up in the UAE are on fire and the main Israeli missile production base blown up. I mean, this is escalating quickly. Trump facing worst polls ever of any president. I don't just believe that. I go out and talk to the public myself. I know that's true. I know almost all Trump supporters are disillusioned. They don't support Democrats, but they're freaked out. Stress, uncertainty as economy views decline. Many voices frustration with Trump's economic approach, CBS poll finds. To critics, Trump remarks reveal a billionaire out of touch, saying, well, your 401k is doing great. Most Americans don't have a 401k. Now, meanwhile, physically for Trump, GOP senator who voted to convict Trump is impeached. Trial loses primary. They just beat all the rhinos in Indiana. So that's where we are on that front. But here's Senator Graham in a chilling clip today saying he doesn't care if we lose the midterms. It's all about this war. Like Trump saying, I don't care about the economy. I don't care about the average American's economic plight. We're in a war. And that dovetails with this breakdown, this graphic, international arms transfers by the U.S. from 1950 to 2017. That's the latest data they have. We're the number one maker and exporter of weapons of the world. That's why those special interests are so happy, not just Israel. So look at all the special interests and be aware of it. But here's Lindsey Graham.
Then we can end this thing pretty soon.
Senator, you take me to my next question, because 70% of Americans in a new poll say President Trump is doing a bad job on the economy, the number one issue for voters, as you know. Bottom line, is it worth losing the midterms if the result is a non-nuclear Iran?
It's worth losing my job. If I had to give my job up to make sure Iran would never have a nuclear weapon, I would do it.
Would you give up the House and the Senate?
I would give up... Politically, the most important thing I can do with the job I've been given is to protect the American people. Now, you don't have to agree with me, but I've been this way for 20 years. I believe there are religious Nazis in Iran. If they had a nuclear weapon, they would use it. They've been trying to get one. They've been cheating. Obama and Biden were jokes when it came to containing Iran. Trump is doing something people should have done a long time ago. But here's the good news. Gas prices will come down when you put Iran in a box. Saudi-Israel peace will become possible when you put Iran in a box. The upside of dealing with Iran is enormously good, but you got to deal with them.
Senator, let me ask.
So it's all about weapons transfers. It's all about profit at the expense of the rest of the world. That is the reality of what's happening here. And Israel knew, the Pentagon knew and told Trump this will not be successful, 92% chance, and it's not been successful, and now we are trapped into a no-win situation, which then kills the world economy, which makes the global bankers that create the fiat currency happy, because now they can have their great reset. They said, we'll use a virus, or we'll use war. We'll use either one or both. And the U.S. is trying to launch Ebola and Hantavirus, all of it right now, to get everybody back on track to their control. And Trump did a great job killing the Paris Accords, the carbon taxes, the whole New World Order plan. Now they're talking about when he's gone 2.5 years, bringing it all right back into the situation. Now, we have $3 million the last few days, on top of 20-something million now, given to the neocon candidate that's calling for a national draft to fight for Israel that's running against Thomas Massie. And this is a referendum on, can foreign powers control our elections, publicly get away with it, and it'll also intimidate anybody else that ever speaks out against any of this. And Trump is coming out against Congresswoman Boebert and now saying primary her. He already said he'd go after MTG, everybody else. Purging people that are going with what the original Trump said and what we stood with. And that's the meltdown we have happening now. And so I was going to shoot a report last night. It just shows we're simpatico. We're seeing the same truth. But I decided to do it this morning. I get up this morning at like 4 a.m. and I see this headline. Tucker warns Israel, whole army of Massie's coming as Jewish supremacists dump. It's now 3 million. There's 1.5 million in just the last few days to defeat Massie for blocking Iran war. And that was literally going to be my headline, that striking down Massie, if they're successful, which I don't think they will be because the grassroots surge is so huge, is like killing Obi-Wan Kenobi in front of Luke Skywalker. How did that work out? So here's my headline. Thomas Massie has won the 2026 election in Kentucky. Thomas Massie is the winner. You heard it here first. Whether they're able to steal it or whether they're able to convince the people to be idiots, it doesn't matter. In the hearts and minds of the people, they have created 10,000 Thomas Massies running for office. And they've turned him into a hero. He'll win for the governor, the Senate, whatever in the future. Because you've got tens of millions of foreign money coming in. 3 million in the last few days. All of this. And he's been consistent for no foreign aid to any country. Just like Ron Paul, just like Rand Paul, he's basically of that same ilk. He's a clone of it. Not because he's a zombie, he agrees with it. It was Ron Paul and this audience that built the platform Trump came in on. And Trump was true to that in his first administration. That's why we trusted him. That's why it was so shocking when he went sideways a year ago. From blackmail or Epstein or we're not sure. But Trump doesn't show vitriol for the Democrats and what they're doing like he does for a Boebert or an MTG or a Massie, or anybody else that simply says this is crazy. There's Polymarket. Until 4 or 5 days ago with this fake report that's been disproven, he was 10, 20, 30 points ahead, depending on the day. Then on Friday, they went neck to neck. And now here we are right now. Ed Gallard at 52. Where are we right now? The latest number. Gallagher 52, Massie 50. On Polymarket. And the polls show they're neck and neck as well. Who knows? We're going to find out Tuesday. This is a major referendum on populism versus globalism. And you look at Massie's voting record. They say it's liberal. It's not. It's the most conservative there is. That's the reality of this. So here's Tucker Carlson. Warning that if you strike down Thomas Massie politically, you make him more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I totally agree with that. And so not only do I say and repeat what Tucker said, that whole I'm saying that Thomas Massie has won no matter what you do in the long term. You may win a battle. Through all your globalist money and all your globalist power. But in the long run, you lose. So here is Tucker. Then let's go to Massie talking about the massive 3 million came in the last few days. And then I saw on the list, cue it up to Trump going ballistic on Boebert. Here it is.
The only reason we're having this war
is because Israel wants it. This is their last chance, they believe. This presidency is the last presidency where they're going to have unequivocal bipartisan support. Period. You can't primary every Thomas Massey, and there's a whole army of them coming at some point because everyone can see what's going on.
Well, the RJC, AIPAC, and Miriam Adelson and Paul Singer, they're all part of the Israeli lobby, and that's where all the money comes from. And it will be a referendum on foreign policy, whether Israel gets to dictate that by, you know, bullying members of Congress. And I'm the one they haven't been able to bully, so they're putting all the brunt and the force on me. But you can tell that I'm ahead in the polls and they're desperate. That's why they're sending the Secretary of War to my district tomorrow. That's why the president's losing sleep and tweeting about this. That's why AIPAC has dumped another $3 million into my race this weekend. It's because they're panicked and they really haven't been able to gain a lead in this race.
You say the president is desperate, but he's got a pretty good record of defeating people he wants to target in Republican primaries. We saw Bill Cassidy yesterday. We saw what happened in Indiana. How are you going to be able to overcome the president's opposition?
Well, I have the endorsement of the Right to Life organizations, the gun organizations. I had four members of Congress come here yesterday and campaign with me. So my situation is a little bit different. Plus, I've had millions of dollars come in from the grassroots, tens of thousands of donors to my website, thomasmassey.com. And it's still coming in, and that's how we're going to beat them.
Republican voted against. You know what the name is? He is the worst person. His name is, what the hell? How did he ever end up in Kentucky? His name is Thomas Massey. How did he ever end up here, Paul? Anyway, no, Massey voted against tax cuts for seniors. He voted against tax cuts for overtime workers. And he voted against tax cuts for earners, tip earners. No, he wanted to increase the taxes. He voted with the Democrats. He voted against our historic funding for border security. He voted against border security, where we took the worst border in the history of our country, made it the best border in the history of our country in 2.5 months. He voted against it. And he voted against eligibility verification for welfare recipients. Nobody has to be eligible. Just pick up whatever you want. The people in this room don't like that. Thomas Massey also voted with the radical left Democrats in Congress to keep the federal government shut down during the open border crusade while our military went without pay. He voted for our military not to get that pay. And now Massey, he's the worst. And I don't say that. I never hit a guy like this. The guy's the most. We call him Rand Paul Jr. He votes against everything. But at least I like Rand a little bit. Can't love a guy that votes. I got him elected twice. If I didn't endorse him, he was not going to get elected.
Thank you.
I think it's really important that Lauren Boebert is here. Because they're trying to tell you that you can't support the president and vote for Thomas Massey. They're trying to divide everybody. And Lauren is here to show you that is not true. There's no bigger supporter of President Trump than Lauren Boebert, but she is here supporting me as well. And when your neighbors say, well, I support the president, I don't know if I can vote for Massey, let them know they can do both.
Yes. Yeah.
I vote with the president and I vote with the party 90% of the time. You can go look this up. And when Joe Biden was president, I was the person who voted the least with the president. 1.8% of the time, I voted with Joe Biden. I think that was for a post office.
Yeah, I've looked into all of this, and you know how it works. They'll have one version of a bill that has all the pork barrel, all the transgenderism, everything in it, but some good things in it. Massey would raise the alarm, get everybody to vote against it, and then they would pass a better version. That's what they're pissed off about. And there's new reports and clips out that I've got where they're now admitting that they kicked Elon out a year ago and basically killed all the Doge cuts and just kept the money. So I got that clip. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry to even, I don't want to be doing this. The Democrats want to hang my head on a wall. They're running all the suits against me. Trump killed the DOJ investigation into what the Democrats did to me with weaponization, the same law firms that came after him and Elon Musk. But I'd turn against Trump 7 months ago when he did that. I said, oh, I'm sure he doesn't know. It's okay. It was the Iran thing. It was, you know, now Gorka, his terrorism czar, coming out saying anybody that questions us is a terrorist. It's just crazy. But if you look at the votes, and Massey's put all this out, I already knew it was true, but he's put reports out showing it. He'll block a pork barrel bill. It's got good stuff in it, too, until they bring it back better. And that was the power of a tiny Republican majority in the House, as a year and a half ago when Trump first got in, as Roger Stone said, because they only had a few extra seats. Those few people had incredible power to try to actually bring in the Trump reforms. But then when Trump would go against those reforms, people said, wait a minute, we were doing what we said we would do. So, oh, Massey voted against banning men and women's sports on the pork barrel bill, and then he got it changed and voted for the bill that passed. And that's just one example. So it's these tricks they play. And I endeared Trump and stood for him. Because before, Trump was super accurate and truthful. They say, oh, Trump's lying about this. Go check it. No, he's not. Remember all the stuff. Oh, Trump says the KKK are very fine people. He said the KKK aren't fine people. I hate all Mexicans. Didn't ever say that. It was easy to defend Trump because he was telling the truth. Now it's a lie. And I will not get up here on the air, and I will not lie. And I got the Democrats to cover. We'll come back and do it. But right now, Trump is in charge. And it's so important to get him back on the straight and narrow. That is my hope. I don't know if that can be done. I don't know. But I have a responsibility to not go along with this. I have a responsibility to call these things out. And I know you know that. I know most of you know that. And I get Trump's been so persecuted. And I get the Democrats are so evil and bad. And some people are like, well, let's just lesser two evils. No, no. You have all these corrupt interests that are around Trump giving him bad advice. And I'm not giving him an out on it. With Iran, he bought the chili from the Israelis. He believed the lie, ignored the Pentagon. That's on him. But so much of it is the Project Veritas week and a half ago, not Veritas now, it's only OMG, has top officials saying, screw him, we ignore him, we tell him what he wants to hear, we do whatever we want. That's the reality. It's not 3D chess. It's not even checkers. And I get it. I've got a small crew and a small operation, and if my crew wasn't behind me, nothing would happen. If they wanted to deceive me and screw me over and sabotage me, it'd be over. I got like 40 people. Trump's got millions. And the left goes, oh, look, he's off the Trump train. Now he's on. No, I've always just called balls and strikes. But you don't help the country by just slavishly going along with whatever BS is being handed down and whatever the Israelis are saying. And the Israelis have made themselves the cliche people said they were. In control of our government, running us into the ground, trying to censor us, trying to control us. It is thoroughly disgusting. Now, I'm not pausing because of lack of news. I'm pausing because I'm thinking about the good news. They had gay pride parades all over the country canceled. You can go have it yourself, but the city isn't paying for it anymore. Big city, small towns. And I saw videos all day long. This is Gay Pride Day yesterday, which means pedo, you know, kids, sexualization, all that, you know, the agenda. From Las Vegas to Chicago, just nobody's there. Nobody shows up. People get it. You got city councils voting it down. And you've got Trump killing the transgender funding. You got the Supreme Court supporting that. And I sit there at your largest U.S. children's hospital to launch detransitioning clinic. You have all these groups that brainwash kids into being sterilized, winning lawsuits now. That is beautiful. That's what we voted for. You still got a 90%+ reduction at the border. Zero releases at southern border an entire year. There's no catch and release. So I defend the good that's happening, and I fight the bad that's happening. Yeah, go to the newscast. We got a bunch of these. I sent the crew over 170 clips. I feel so sorry for them. They were over 3 hours before I got here. Just it was like, why do you send us 180, 200 clips? You play 10 a show. I know. I'm sorry. I watch it. I send it to you. That's my neuroses. I have to I document everything. But go ahead and play the newscast. There's a whole bunch of these around the country. Nobody showed up. Nobody was there in the cities that sponsored it. Then go to some of the city clips where they got up so rudely that they said, you know what? Fund it yourself. We're not taking your free speech away. We're just not paying for it. And then that ties into the largest children's hospital to launch a detransitioning clinic. The left is in total panic. The jewel in their crown of their control is now imploding. Let's go to these clips.
The reason behind the cancellation is leading to finger pointing over who's to blame and uncertainty for a lot of people's weekend plans. Eyewitness News reporter Madison Weil live now in Long Beach with what people there are saying. Madison.
Mark, good evening from Long Beach, where there's been a bit of emotional whiplash for these Pride attendees here in town. Some visiting from out of town only to find out that, at least for now, the Pride Festival is canceled.
Pride in Long Beach is a very interesting story this weekend.
Pride weekend in Long Beach kicking off with some confusion. The city announcing on Friday that while the annual parade is still on, the 3-day Pride Festival will not be happening due to paperwork not turned in on time by the event organizers.
I've heard that the permit wasn't turned in. I don't know why it wasn't turned in. I was like, this event happens how often?
That statement from the city, reading in part, despite continued collaboration and multiple deadline notices, the city did not receive the required documentation needed to complete safety reviews, inspect critical event infrastructure such as the stage, electrical systems and tent, and emergency exiting plans. Pride regulars saying they'll just move the party elsewhere.
Pride is community. So we'll be throughout town. We have a million LGBTQ restaurants, bars, nightclubs.
But the organizers pushing back, issuing their own statement, saying at a time when our community is being targeted and made vulnerable, Long Beach.
Let's hit a pause here. We showed this one because it got canceled in paperwork. We have it all over the country canceled. I have it helicopter shots. No one at the events they had. People know this about pedophilia now. They know it's about sexualization of children. Okay, two men want to get married, whatever. Nobody was there. No, this is a cult. And that's yesterday's thing. Now it's the Iran war. Now it's the Russia-Ukraine war. Those are all the new things. And, now it's data centers. That's the new system to rape us. Back to the club.
Inclusion our city has. This is what the festival site looked like on Friday afternoon. Tents and stages ready to go, minus the people. But the people here already in town, undeterred, saying pride is a feeling, not bound by a place.
But there's one thing to remember about a festival. A festival is a festival. You can't stop pride. The pride is here in Long Beach. We are Long Beach strong.
That's enough. I got more clips on this, and we've got the clips here where they're all over the country. They had the events. Nobody showed up. It's a total joke. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Share those live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the key new coordinates, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers. And I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body, as it is to all of our bodies, by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right. We got Ivan Raiklund, former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, Green Beret, on what's really going on militarily around the world. What's really happening with the domestic police state they're trying to set up, and a whole bunch of issues. He's in on the ground in Kentucky with Congressman Thomas Massey. He's coming up with a guest host when we start the next hour in 26 minutes from now. So be sure and stay with us for that. In fact, get Raiklin on the last 5 minutes of this hour to give us a prelude, or a little hors d'oeuvre, a little foreshadowing, little hype on what's coming up, because this is going to be big. So finishing up, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in New Zealand, whether you're in Canada, the U.S., massive BlackRock corporate ESG funding, 87% of world wealth controlled by them, Sir Rothschilds. You had to have drag queen story time, whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Austin, Texas, whether you're in Reykjavik, Iceland, or whether you're in Berlin, Germany. To promote pedophilia and all this, and that, but men and women sports and, you know, boys and girls bathrooms, just a scramble society. And that's all being derailed, and all over the world, government's not sponsoring it, government's not paying for it, because the money got turned off. And that's what this is all about. This is force-fed. No one cares if two fat dudes get in a hotel room and have sex. At least I don't. Believe me, I'm not thinking about that. I don't want to think about it. Please. It's like watching two possums have sex or something. I'm just not into it, okay? Nothing against you. Sorry. Not my cup of tea. Sorry. You know, but you want to grandstand constantly and act like you're being suppressed. I've seen the countless videos and I've run into them without looking. You got a bunch of men walking around naked with little kids and the Boy Scouts leading it. In Omaha, Nebraska, New York City, Austin, Texas. I mean, I personally in New York and Omaha and Austin I was just out to do something on a Saturday and like bicycles with naked men and a bunch of Boy Scouts and little and brownie Girl Scouts are leading. You've all seen the videos and you're just sitting there in your car at a red light when the police block the road. You're sitting there for 5 minutes going, what the hell is that? I mean, I would never go to a park and pull my pants off in front of a kid. If I did it, plus I wouldn't want to do it, 10 years in prison, indecent exposure to a minor. But these parents bring their kids out to this. Oh, that's a gay pride parade. No, it's a pedo conditioning event. The Democrats. Oh, the Republicans are banning books. You're the big censors. Yeah, in this same video that we don't play the full video because stations get mad and I get why. But then I say to the stations, well, this is kids. I mean, kids can see it, but we can't. I mean, I get it. What is that? That's like Seattle. And then in come the men naked on the bicycles with their foot-long ding-a-lings flopping around. I mean, I'm just like, what is this? As an adult, I'm shocked by this. And the courts in L.A. and places rule when a man goes to a woman's spa where women like to get in hot tubs naked and, you know, do stuff women do, you know, because women are just comfortable around themselves, and then a dude gets in with a huge schlong, and the women freak out, and then they get in trouble, they get kicked out, the guy wins a lawsuit. Imagine you're like, particularly South Koreans are big into spas. I mean, there've been famous cases. And so it's all women's spa and you got grandma, the mom, the daughters, they're all in there in the hot tub. And then in comes a dude, a white dude with a huge penis and gets in the tub with him. I mean, it's like, what? Come on. It's all about how far can these people push? And it's insane. And I've done what stations ask and I respect you. But the crew just started pulling the video up. I've got hours of men in Austin we shot at public events. I mean, I saw this stuff the first time we caught it like 8 years ago. You've caught it like 7-8 times since then in Austin. And I'll admit at a certain point, I don't want to say I gave up, but I got to where it's so horrible, I won't even send crew down there. Plus, they've cut us back. We used to have a bunch of reporters. I mean, I still would if I had them. But I would say, are you sure you want to go do this? Christy Lee, reporter here. So we had to let her go because of bankruptcy. She's got like 5-6 kids, a couple of them in middle school here in Austin. And she found out in the library they have these famous books that are graphic novels. You know, it's not an actual image of child porn, but it looks real. It's lifelike. And it's like, your neighbor Bob, or whatever he calls him, wants you to go in the tool shed. He wants to suck your penis. It's fun and pleasurable. So if an old man wants to have sex with you, let him do it. And I'm like, so I'm already covering. I'm sorry to say on air. It's like a whole novel about training kids to be, you know, pedophiled, grooming them. And so we're covering this for years. And then Christy Lee, her daughter in middle school in Austin, goes, Mommy, I checked this out. It's what you talked about. And she comes to the office. And I've never actually seen it. I've read about it. And she goes, can I cover this? And she hands me this book. It's like 4 years ago. And for about 2 days, it sits on my desk. And then she comes back to my office. She goes, can I cover it? I know you're touchy about this. And I said, well, I said, let me go look at it. So she comes and sits in my office. I got a cup of coffee. It's like 4 o'clock. I'm off the air. And it's this big hardcover book. And I open it and I start reading. And I read like 3 chapters fast because it's like a kid's book, so it's chapters quick. And I'm looking at this stuff, and I mean, it's a kid getting picked up by his neighbor and banged in the keister. I mean, it's drawings of a dude raping a kid. An adult sucking a kid off. And I'm sitting there in like a twilight zone. Here's this woman with all these kids. She's brought this to me. And I'm like, of course you can cover this. So she goes and covers it. It's famous footage. She goes to the school board. You've seen the thousands of times this happened to other people. And she starts reading it and they throw her out because they say, you can't read that in public, but you can give it to a middle school girl. You think I want to be shocking? You think I want to get up here and tell you what's in these books? I don't. And I had to lay that book down after about 20 minutes and say, Christy, of course you can do this. She goes, well, it's so shocking. I want your permission. I said, yeah, just don't show this on air. She goes, can I read it? And I said, yeah. She goes, well, you need to keep reading. I said, I can't do it. Because I've been lucky. I've never seen child porn. They've sent it to our servers a bunch. We had producers quit when it would happen because it would freak them out so bad. They said it was kids getting raped and murdered they saw. And I, as an adult, cannot look at a graphic novel of this, but they just give it to our kids. And then they turn around and they say that we're burning books? No, you can't join the Marines till you're 18. You can't join the Air Force till you're 18. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes till you're 18. Can't buy a gun till you're 18. But you can give. And by the way, her kid was in middle school, got these books. They got this stuff in elementary schools, folks. And I've seen one book. And I'll tell you, look at it. I felt like a pedophile. I felt dirty. And I felt like I'd committed a crime even looking at it. Because I'd never seen stuff like that. And then I got, while we had several producers, so they would just spam them with it. They'd say, boss, I got to leave. I can't do this. When we'd file reports to the FBI, they'd say, go to this organization, you know, the Child Exploitation Center. We'd send it off. We'd have to write reports to the FBI about it. And I would say to the producers, please don't quit. Please, we won't make you look at email anymore. What'd you watch? He goes, they were killing kids. They were blowing kids' heads off. I mean, this is who these people are, folks, okay? So you need to understand that. It's like I had the former head of the Border Patrol on Thursday. And he said, no, you're right. Everything you said, you've seen down there, we've seen much worse. And he said, yeah, most people crack up and break up because you catch somebody with five kidnapped kids in their car and you're ordered to release them by the federal judge above you, or by HHS, was put over the Border Patrol by Biden. And you want to arrest these people. You want to kill them. You see me literally jumping on top hoods of cars seeing this. And the cops come and say, we'll arrest you if you don't leave. They have no ID. The kids were disappeared. We followed them to the airport. No ID, disappeared. There's pedos coming out saying, I'm getting three little girls. You're not going to stop me. You've seen the footage, and you're just sitting there powerless, and then you feel guilty. That's why when they gave the 14-plus terabytes of child rape and murder and cannibalism of Epstein to the FBI and said, you got to volunteer for this mission, and to Bonnie's credit, that's why I think when they fired her, she was compartmentalized. They didn't tell her. She sent it out. Turned out she was actually good. She sent it out to all the FBI offices around the country, and out of tens of thousands of FBI agents, they had like 20 said they'll look at it. Then they went in and looked at it and came out and reported back. And Trump went crazy because he wasn't in there, but it was people he's associated with. He's like, do you know what it'll do to the stock market? He told MTG this and others I talked to. When he found out, he went, you can't tell the public that. So sure, he shut down the new trafficking and they found most of the kids and all the rest of it that are survivors. But I'm not even defending Trump. Tell me what happened. That's what Trump's like. Oh, yeah, release it all. So he's like, what? They're eating kids? And I'm not defending it. I'm telling you, I can't look at it. Back then I had a lot more money than I have now. We go to the board. I have like 6, 7, you know, former Army Special Operations, Marine Force Recon, you know, dudes with Silver Stars, all of it. And they'd be down there for 5 days. And they'd say, I'm going to start attacking people. I got to go. This is worse than Iraq and Afghanistan. because you can't do anything. And these pedos know it. You've seen them on tape. They walk over and go, what's your problem? Yeah, I'm here to pick up three little girls. I'm going to show them the way of the Lord. Got a problem with that? And you're sitting there and you, I mean, you're just one inch from breaking their neck. And you know you're going to prison. And so you go back to your hotel room, you take a shower, you say a prayer. You lay down and have nightmares. You wake up at 3 a.m. and vomit all over the bathroom. This is, and every reporter I sent back to, when I had a bunch of reporters, they all came back and said, I can't ever do this again. Because it wasn't like you're like hunting white-tailed deer and you wait 5 hours to see one, or you're hunting quail and a few, no, it's like cars and trucks and little kids and people being loaded up and MS-13 and you're all just like, what the hell is this? And the Border Patrol all depressed, not able to do anything. And that's how evil works, folks. It does something so horrible. How they take over the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church, all of it. They get a few pedos in. It's so embarrassing. The church covers it up. Boy Scouts covers it up. Now they blackmail them with that. Now they get full control and they take the whole organization over. That's how corruption works. That's how these people are getting this done. I forget what I was going to play now. I've been ranting for 10 minutes. What were the clips I told you guys? Yeah. Let's shift gears to something positive. I'm just saying, I don't worry about getting killed. I don't worry about getting put in prison. But I will admit, I am a wimp when it comes to kidnapped children and human trafficking when I can't do anything. It'd be like you're Batman and there's the Joker and you can't strangle him. And the restraint our Border Patrol has had, and as soon as they got the green light, oh my God, they found over 100,000 of the missing kids. They are like, look like they're, you know, kung fu fights where they speed it up when I've seen them myself arresting traffickers and stuff. I mean, it's just, you got to praise them. And of course, that was the big thing Trump was doing that was so good and so pure. And now that former head of the Border Patrol tells us that not only are they getting rid of all the good people, the leadership, they're bringing in former Biden people in the NGOs. What an interview Thursday. And when he told me that, because he has total credit, it was like a punch in the stomach. I'm just like, what has happened to Trump? And I'm supposed to just, and you're like, well, it's way better than the Democrats. I know that. But if he starts changing course, pretty soon we're back to where we were. The good news is largest U.S. children's hospital to launch detransitioning clinic. Forcing kids, brainwashing them until they're losing every major lawsuit now, not distributed around the world. Their big push here is failing and falling apart. Praise Jesus. All right. And you can show some of the footage around the country of their pride parades. No one's there. Because people, the average person that's into that on average is, you know, they're not actually a pedophile. Now that that's all exposed, they're like, oh, we're not going to that. And I'm not defending, you know, two dudes or whatever, two women. My point is that they're like, oh, wait, whoa, because we stood up to it. They're like, well, I'm not part of that. We made it very clear. Nobody's trying to stop you from living together. Nobody's trying, except the Muslims you're bringing in that you love. Knock it off. Cut it out. Come on. Nobody's banning your books. We're telling you, you're not going to give 8-year-olds books about how to have sex with a pervert neighbor. Your grooming books are over. They're like, well, we're not part of that. Good. You didn't show up to your parades. Show some of the footage we got of these empty parades. I sent it to you. It's amazing. All over the country. All over the Western world. I sent it to you guys. Go ahead and roll it. Yeah, there you go. Where is it? It's gone. It's done. But now they've moved on to nuclear war. Now they've moved on to AI data centers takeover. But the good news is that's unifying people together, and I got big news on that tomorrow. Now let's talk about something positive, and I've really screwed the pooch on this because I've got an hour of this. But just go to the Lord's Prayer, the media, 50,000. I know how to look at crowds. You got 20 blocks, huge wide streets, totally jam-packed with people, 500,000 conservatively. Most of them couldn't even get into the city. But it doesn't matter. Here's Starmer's on the verge of resigning, and here they are leading the Lord's Prayer There they are declaring sovereignty of the West against the Islamic invasion. We're against the Islamic invasion. We're against Israel controlling our foreign policy. We're against China controlling our foreign policy. We're against Hollywood brainwashing our kids. We're against all these outside powers, whoever they are, doing this. It's not like, oh, you're pro-Israel, you're pro-Islam. I'm not anti-Israel or even Islam the other day. I'm anti the people running it, trying to take control. And I'm standing up for my own sovereignty. So here's the Lord's Prayer. And we got some Tommy Robinson clips straight ahead from the incredible event, Unite the Kingdom Rally yesterday. So beautiful. Here it is.
Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Satan's doing like that.
God bless you.
There's also like a shocking amount of censorship. You may have seen like in you know, Britain, they're, I kid you not, it's like, how can this be real? They are releasing convicted pedophiles from prison in order to put people in prison for Facebook posts. There were, and this is I'm simply stating a fact, there were migrant rape gangs in, yes, in England that were gangs that would run around and prey on young girls, gang rape them. And some people found that objectionable, which obviously it should be objectionable. They were upset about that. And so they complained about it online and were sent to prison.
There's everybody booing the globalists they put up on the big screens. Carney and Starmer and Mears and the Australian puppet. This is the seeds of victory. This is the rebellion growing. It's your Trump.
Let me hear it, USA!
So, and I'm hearing USA and the UK, absolutely, all this together. Now, here's the Muslims at their protest saying, kill Tommy Robinson like we killed Charlie Kirk. Here it is. Here's Glenn Beck, and his speech was pretty powerful. And then we got Stuart Rhodes, Ivan Raiklin, David Penn coming up for Saturday Night Live from Kentucky, live on the ground. Stay with us for that in this key battle, this referendum on national sovereignty. Here's Glenn Beck.
I bring you greetings from the United States of America. It is such an honor to be with you today. It is really an amazing thing to see you all stand up, and I come here to stand with you shoulder to shoulder because of people like Tommy and people like you that have shown the courage to speak and stand when so few will. Thank you. You have truly paid a price for refusing to ignore what is obviously happening all around us.
30,000 arrested a year for speech.
You refuse to not see what's happening to our streets and to our daughters and to our women in the streets. And it means something as an American to see you stand. And I just want you to know there are millions of Americans all across the other side of the world that see you, hear you, and are praying for you and are standing with you today.
By the way, we wouldn't have won the Revolutionary War if it wasn't for British support. They had up to 50% support in the UK. They gave us a lot of money.
Clear why I am. Thank you. I will tell you that I am here today, like you, not to stand against anything and hate, not to stand for hatred, but to stand for the most revolutionary idea in human history, that all men are created equal. And not because of a king or parliament says it, but because we are all endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Those rights cannot be taken from us by government or religion. No ideology can take them away. They are life and liberty and the right to speak your mind and to speak truth. The right to worship or not worship according to your conscience. Equal justice under the law. These words come from our American Declaration of Independence,
but they
were born here on this soil. They were born here in England, the meadows of Runnymede with a Magna Carta. They were born in the English common law that says even the king is not
above
the law.
We're out of time. All these huge hosts are ready to take over. It's going to be even better than what I've done the last 2 hours. Let me tell you, with Stuart Rhodes, Ivan Raiklin, David Penn, and others. You don't want to miss this next 2 hours. It'll be right here on this feed at Alex Jones on X, AJ and Live on X, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's a new site, 700,000 followers, last 10 days. Great job, folks, following us there. Share that, everybody. You know, tell them to share it as well. But we're going to put in post, when I post just a clip out of the show, from the live show, his full speech, Glenn Beck, on fire. Great job, Glenn. Glenn's admitted he used to be naive, so was I, about things. He's woken up. He's amazing. We love Glenn Beck. What a patriot. Because I still see clips of me attacking him, vice versa. I don't like it. Because he's woken up to all of it now. That's good, and so have I. So I was wrong about some things, so was he. It's okay. We love each other. We're all in this together. I love you all. But listen, you want to see hardcore information like this continue that the enemy hates? Support me financially. Get great products at the same time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Make that decision to stand up. If you don't back the people at the tip of the spear, you are literally surrendering to the tyrants. It's true. We have a buy one, get one free deal that ends tomorrow on the best iodine out there and on the Ultimate Live Force Spike Protein Detox. Buy one, get one free. And so much more at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I can't do this without you. I can do nothing without you. You're the reason we've had so much success. You are the InfoWar. You are the fight. And the InfoWar continues at AlexJonesLive.com, the new news site for the audio and video feeds and articles. So share those links now. Now, Sunday Night Live, straight ahead. Stay with us.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy.
The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies? Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.